Now to the letters to the Evening News. Six this week. First of all, Dusty Miller of Meadow Court pays tribute to our Coast Guard service. The amazing pictures in our local papers of the dramatic rescue of a family from Denmark aboard the beleaguered yacht caught in the storm 5 miles offshore last Wednesday afternoon has prompted me to give a shout out for those indefatigable lifeguard, Coast Guard and helicopter crews, men and women who are so blessed to know are standing by at any time to keep others safe, often at their own peril. What would we do without our volunteers that we so often take for granted? Ironical, isn't it, that in these troubled times, on one side of the world, there are those hell-bent on killing innocent people in their quest for greed and possessions, and there are those prepared to put their own lives on the line to save the lives of others, like those on board who were very near to death. Last year, at the Pavilion Theatre, we paid tribute to our lifeboat crews, in the words of the Caister lifeboat song. It speaks of an old fishing boat barely afloat, and then we hear the coxswain with these words: "All survivors aboard, thank God, we're homeward bound." What an exhilarating and satisfying feeling that must be. This is something that family will always remember, and also be grateful for the kindness of strangers who put them up and helped them to get back on their feet with warm clothes and accommodation. And surely the rescue must be recorded for posterity in the archives of our local maritime history. On this occasion, the sea shall not have them. And now I learn that the Hemsby lifeboat has yesterday done it all over again with another rescue. Isn't that all something to be thankful for? What do you think?
David Vale of Norwich has what seems like a common sense view of the sighting of solar panels. We have at least two easy options for building large solar farms. One would be to do it on our arable fields, the priceless but undervalued crown jewels of Norfolk. The other would be to do it above the acres of hard standing used for car parking adjacent to commercial buildings or on their roofs. If we took the second approach, we could incorporate huge water butts to store rainwater to use in the buildings or to wash the cars, and the solar energy could be used to power the commercial buildings, charge the parked cars, and provide shade on a hot day or shelter on a rainy one. No need to dig up roads for cables or build unsightly pylons. It could also cost the public purse nothing because tax incentives could be used to persuade landowners to do the right thing for the environment. Of course, you could take option one. It seems counterintuitive and extraordinarily expensive. As an engineer, I can't see a single good argument for doing it that way, but I suspect the people making these decisions are not engineers. 40 years ago, we all had to wire a plug before using an appliance. Now we let politicians wire the national grid.
Last week we had a news item about a police method of catching car drivers not wearing seat belts. David Wolfenden of Bungay has a comment. In this newspaper on September the 8th, was a photograph of two partly uniformed police officers on the top deck of a bus, taking photographs of drivers not wearing their seatbelts and using mobile phones. Whilst these are obvious offences, I cannot help but think that these two officers would be better employed walking the streets in full uniform, engaging with the public about seatbelts, mobile phone use, and any other offences that they might proactively discover whilst talking to the public and using their eyes. This is what I, and I'm sure other members of the public, would prefer.
Elizabeth Grint of Wroxham adds to the views on flags and asylum seekers as she writes, Norwich has for many years been a city of sanctuary, which some people may not know. I learnt it through a friend who was a teacher at Rackheath School. Since then, I have always thought how good it is to know not only is Norwich a fine city, but welcomes all in need of a sanctuary. Norfolk is also home to many people who are in need of sanctuary, whether from overseas or from the crowded London hustle and bustle, bringing children here to enjoy the clear skies, the sea not far from anywhere in the county, to soothe the stresses of life. It was then with joy I saw the pictures on the hoardings on Dereham Road this week, stating peace, welcome and love, despite being defaced once the people came out to redo those better than the first time. May we all be better than the first time in welcoming those in desperate needs from anywhere to this county of tranquillity, looking after our own but caring for those needing sanctuary from across the borders, where the signs will say, Welcome to Norfolk and Norwich, a fine city.
The ridiculous sums of money awash in professional football is the subject of a letter from J. Ray of Aylsham. Now that the football's transfer window has slammed shut, I think most will agree that the transfer fees paid, over £3 billion, and the salaries players get are immoral, especially Premiership players, most certainly when many of us are struggling to pay our electricity bills. I understand that only around 30% of Premiership players are Indigenous UK players, with the other 70% coming from foreign countries, all kissing the badge. But do they love it, the badge? That said, we all know that it's all about the money now, and it doesn't just stop with professional football. It's affecting the very existence of the smaller leagues, with many teams dropping out of them. Fortunately, my local team, Aylsham's Criteria, is not to pay players, and good for them, albeit the better players, no doubt, will go on to pastures being allured by money.
Finally, a different view of football comes from James Edge of Dereham. I would just like to praise the Norwich City women's team after their excellent performance against Luton Town's women on Sunday. They didn't let up from the opening second, and yet again they made time to thank, sign and take selfies, myself included, with their supporters. They are all absolute role models and deserve more local TV, radio, print and digital coverage.